Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
A severe weather alert remains in effect for much of New England this afternoon. Wary residents might be thinking back to last August and Tropical Storm Irene, or the surprise snowstorm that hit last October, and who can blame them? Because 4 days after Irene, more than 64,000 Massachusetts residents were still without power, including 70-year-old Francis Barrett of Attleboro.
I've seen some real bad hurricanes, but this little one is affecting us more than any of the big ones have. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm blaming the national grid.
Well, now, so is Attorney General Martha Coakley. Today, she announced she's seeking a record $16.3 million fine on the utility company for its poor performance restoring power during those two storm events last year. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch is on the story and joins us. Hi there, Kurt.
Glad to be here, Magna.
So, Kurt, why is Attorney General Coakley recommending such a huge penalty?
Well, she basically charged that National Grid didn't do its job, didn't staff up like it should have before Irene and the snowstorm. Here's how she put it today.
The performance of Grid during these two events left thousands of people in Massachusetts in the dark for far too long. The response time was inadequate, and the response was inadequate in many respects.
And inadequate in the sense that the utility just didn't have the people then to process the thousands of down power lines fast enough. And also, she says, didn't do enough communication with first responders and local officials. And that really harmed communities and ratepayers, she says.
So what has the response been then from National Grid?
Well, they sent a statement basically acknowledging room for improvement, saying they didn't meet customers' expectations, but called Coakley's conclusions extreme. That's their word. It's going to send a reply to the State Department of Public Utilities next week, laying out its arguments, because Coakley may be recommending this fine, but DPU is the one that would actually levy it. So National Grid, based on this statement, seems to be lobbying for a fine, but maybe not so high.
Okay, so they have to go through DPU, though. What are the chances, from what you've been hearing, that the Department of Public Utilities would actually agree to that $16 million fine?
Yeah, well, it's unprecedented, like you said, and it's also unprecedented in the sense that there isn't much of a track record. The AG did recommend a fairly big fine a number of years ago against the utility, but DPU didn't sign off on it back then, saying it didn't have the authority. The state legislature actually made it clear in a new law that it does have the authority, and it has approved a fine of a couple of $1 million against the utility since. But basically, not this amount of money and not that many cases in the past before, so we're definitely charting new waters.
So I imagine a lot of listeners out there right now are thinking, National Grid is not the only utility out there. What about NSTAR? Are they getting off the hook here?
They're not. Coakley says she's going to recommend a similar fine for them, too. The deadline for her to issue that one is 10 days from now. So National Grid is just getting punished by being first.
By being first. Okay. Well, if National Grid and perhaps NSTAR end up paying these big fines, there's always just the curiosity of whether or not the companies will just pass the cost along to ratepayers. I mean, is that a possibility?
Yeah, Coakley says no, and she says that the way the fine would be set up is that it wouldn't come out of ratepayers' pockets, but it would come out of shareholders' pockets, like a mechanism like reducing the dividend, the return to shareholders. The economics of that, though, are kind of interesting because, you know, how does the utility pay its bills? It pays its bills because ratepayers pay their bills. So, you know, it'd be interesting to look at exactly how that works, but essentially the fine goes to the state, so the state would get this money.
And I don't get any sense that Attorney General Coakley could actually mandate that it's the dividend that ends up paying for the fine.
Yeah, she says there's a mechanism, but it's, you know, it's complicated.
Again, uncharted waters, as you said.
Yeah, and one other thing, she does support legislation that's pending in the State House now that would actually have this money go back to ratepayers rather than having the fine go into the state's coffers.
Okay, well, finally, I guess the most important thing is, does this give people who are paying for those utilities any confidence that service is going to get better, that these same long outages following storms may be less likely?
Well, you'd think that just a fine would be enough to make them avoid this, but the Attorney General is in the middle of a review of standards that utilities have to follow. She says, for instance, she says the utilities didn't do any computer modeling to sort of forecast storm damage. She says they basically guesstimated it based on weather forecasts. And so here's what she said about that today.
If they are fined significantly over $16 million, that should send a message to shareholders that you're not doing well enough and consumers can and should expect better.
So she's saying by fining them, she's going to warn company owners, essentially the shareholders, that they need to do a better job, and that's going to make the company do a better job. So we'll see.
Kurt Nikisch is WBUR's business and technology reporter. Thanks as always, Kurt.
You got it. Happy to be here.
Stay with us. Coming up next, the politics of gay marriage and business. Boston Mayor Tom Menino tells the owners of Chick-fil-A restaurant chain they're not welcome in Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.